It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest is a board-certified physician and is here to share with you her personal story, how she lost 100 pounds of weight, and how she healed her body with functional medicine, and that she actually cracked the bikini code. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kieran Dunstan.
Thank you, Suzanne. I'm so grateful to be here.
So can you share with us your personal story? I mean, 100 pounds and overcoming some of these amazing health issues that you had. Please tell us.
Sure. I was an OBGYN. I was very successful. I had a huge practice, and from the outside probably looked like I had everything. I lived in a gated community, had the house and two cars and kids, and was married. The only problem was I weighed 243 pounds. And despite all my success and despite the fact that I was board certified, everything that I did to try to figure out what the problem was and fix it did not work. I suffered with chronic fatigue, slept a lot. I had fibromyalgia, pain all over my body. I had depression. My hair was falling out. So it wasn't just the weight, but it was all these other symptoms, including fatigue. And I really could not get anywhere, nor could my doctor. She would run tests and they would all come back normal. And this went on for quite a long time. And I had just resigned myself to the fact that I was going to be overweight and tired and in pain for the rest of my life. And then one of my patients, I call her my angel, gave me a book. And the book was by Suzanne Summers. And she said, you need to read this book. Dr. Dunstan is going to help you. It's really helped me. And I said, thank you. And I took it home and I told my husband, I'm not reading that book. It's by Suzanne Summers. You know, Chrissy's on Three's Company. What am I going to learn from her? And I didn't read it for the longest time. And then finally one day, I was going to be in bed on a Saturday all day anyway, so I said, let me pick it up and read it. So I did. And Suzanne, it was so well written, and it wasn't her opinion. It was her interviewing prominent scientists and doctors in this field I had never heard of called functional medicine. And when I read it, I knew it was the truth. We all have a truth meter, right? We know when our friend brings that guy home, we know the first time we meet him, he's bad news. We know truth when we see it or hear it or feel it. And as I read, I realized that a lot of what I knew as a board-certified physician was wrong, and that there was this whole other field of medicine that used special tests that regular doctors didn't use to get at imbalances in the body that were the underlying causes of the symptoms I was having. So by the time I finished that book and I read it all in that one day, I started reading it like it was the Da Vinci Code, just turning the pages. I had something I hadn't had in a long time, and that was hope. And I had the hope that I could change and actually heal myself and be better. So I made a decision that day to learn as much as I could about functional medicine and to use it on myself to see if it really worked. I always have to be the guinea pig. And that is just what I did. So I started going to courses and learning about tests, doing the tests on myself. I uncovered hormonal imbalances I had that I had no idea about, toxicities, nutritional deficiencies, all kinds of things. And little by little, it took about 2 years, I lost 100 pounds and got my energy back. I looked probably 10 or 20 years younger. People would pass me in the mall and walk right by me. They didn't even know it was me. So I really got my life back.
You know, what I love about what you did and your experience, you were your own test case of the medicine that you chose to learn about. And I'm sure you use that with your patients now. But more importantly, you did it in a manner where you didn't You did it slowly. You didn't do any crash diets. And that means that if you lost 100 pounds in 2 years, that's just about a pound a week, which is phenomenal. And you were so, you did it in a rate where it was consistent and constantly doing it little by little, and you didn't get discouraged. You used that hope. And I think that's why you wrote this book cracking the bikini code, six secrets to permanent weight loss success, right?
Yes. Well, after I learned, and it probably took me 2 years because I was learning as I was doing. So if I had had all the tools up front, it wouldn't have taken me that long. What I did was I distilled down all the things that I learned into a program for my patients because, of course, they saw me go through this huge transformation and they wanted it too. So they started asking me, what are you doing? We want that. We want hormone testing. We want toxicity evaluation. So I started doing it with them and I developed a program that incorporated all the tools I had learned about. And so people can do the weight loss and regain their energy in a much shorter period of time. And that's what I kind of memorialized in the book.
What I see that in your book is that you literally, the bikini code is a cute name. I love it because, you know, it's all about you getting into that bikini that you love. But bikini code actually stands, it's an acronym. It's an acronym bikini, right? Bikini code.
Yes, it is. And it has to do, so each letter in bikini has to do with one of the six keys. So, for instance, the B is be honest. And getting healthy starts with being honest. What I find so often with people, especially when I practice mainstream medicine, is they're so used to physicians not really addressing their core concerns and issues, such as I'm tired, I can't sleep. They're used to being told, oh, it's just because you're older, you're at that age, your sex drive's going to go away. And I find that people really start not even being honest with their doctors, let alone themselves. They just rationalize and say, oh, this is normal. And part of getting healthy is starting with being honest. And I give a checklist in the book where people check all their symptoms that they're having, and it tells them what category those symptoms may fall under, indicating a problem in, for instance, thyroid or gut issues. So you can't heal unless you get real. So I like them to become honest because it's only if I really know all the myriad issues that you're having in all their detail that I really can figure out and drill down into what is going on with you personally. So trust me, though, getting tired in the afternoon, difficulty sleeping, decreased sex drive, these are not normal, folks. These are not normal things of aging. There's no reason that at 50, 60, or even 70, you can't have the same energy, vitality, sex drive, sleep that you had when you were 20.
And we all want to age gracefully and feel, you know, just as good as we did in our 20s and our 30s. And as a OBGYN, I'm assuming that you've changed your practice, right?
Yes, actually, I retired from OBGYN in 2011. The results that I got with my patients when I started doing it with them, I started my journey in 2008, and as I transformed, I started working with patients in my OBGYN practice. The results were tremendous. Now, I have delivered thousands of babies. I have done lots of surgeries, and I've probably helped a lot of women. However, nothing has been more gratifying to me than to help a woman who has, or even men, who have lost their way in terms of their health, who have lost their lives, because people know this, that their health impacts the quality of their life. And so I helping bring a person back to life who really had lost themselves was my passion. So I retired from that, and I have done functional medicine full-time since 2011.
That's such great inspirational story, but also you're now helping thousands of people help themselves through this bikini code program. All right, gosh, thanks so much for sharing your personal story, Dr. Dunstan. Everyone, go ahead, cracking the bikini code, six secrets to permanent weight loss success. All right, we'll see you next time. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Remember, you can go to my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD for more information, and you can go to TrueBalanceMD.com for her website. Until next time, stay well.